Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your interest for the next topic. The next session will be on non-metallic minerals and their importance and the contribution to sustainable development. And just to sort of kick off the conversation, we will have a couple of questions using Mentimeters. So please take out your phones, or if you're using your laptop, there's this, a QR code that is coming up. You can either scan the QR code or you go on menti.com, and the access code is 14195616. So I'll give you a little bit of time to get access to the Mentimeter survey. So if you're just arriving, to kick off the conversation, we will be running a quick survey on non-metallic minerals. So you could either scan the QR code or go on menti.com and use the access code 14195616. Yeah, where people are now voting in the Mentimeter. It's coming up. We're going to give you another maybe 30, 35 seconds, and then we'll go to the next question. So the answers are coming up. And the first question is, amongst the following raw material extracted in 2023, which one has the largest volume of extraction? And that's the choice between iron ore, coal, sand and gravel, and dimension stones. So far, sand and gravel is winning. We're gonna leave maybe another 10 seconds. Yeah, then I guess we're gonna see who is the winner. We go to the next. The second question is, how does it compare in weight to the most extensively extracted metallic commodity? And we've got the choice between 7 times larger, 3 times larger, 6 times larger, and 4 times larger. Also gonna give it a little bit of time. Okay, so the right answer for the first one, that was sand and gravel. Sand and gravel has a global output of about 50 billion tons every year. Next question. We can look at the winner. And it's 6 times larger than the largest metallic commodity extracted every year, which is iron ore. So iron ore is about 5.8 billion and sand and gravel about a little bit more than 50 billion. So that gives us a little bit of a picture of how important non-metallic mining minerals are for the industry. Now, I will leave the floor to Fanny Frémont. She is the executive director of Responsible MICA Initiatives, MICA being a non-metallic mining minerals. And I will let her lead the discussion with our estimated guests and speakers. So please.